Belfast International Airport have been forced to speak out publicly after a week of attempting to stonewall questions about the major flooding incident in their car parks. They were contacted numerous times by the Nolan Show, being urged to be open with their customers. No comment, they said. That strategy seems to have now changed after yesterday's programme. And then, in a Belfast Telegraph article, which is printed today, their managing director, Graham Keddy, has hit out at what he calls a frenzied onslaught by certain sections of the local media. Presumably, Mr. Keddy is talking about the Nolan Show. We broke the programme, the story yesterday, and we stand over our coverage. Facts, says Mr. Keddy, are easily crowded out by noise. So we thought it would be good to look at some of the facts around this story, which is still in the public interest to cover this morning. The airport could have put out a public statement warning customers about safety concerns. They did not do so. The AA has said that some of Mr. Keddy's customers could be driving, quote, potential death traps, and they are urging people to get their cars checked. The AA has said a problem still might be lurking in your car if you parked it in the airport and it was flooded. The AA have warned airbags might go off in the middle of you driving, brakes might not work properly, and other safety features may be compromised in your car. Belfast International Airport, when we ask them, are still stonewalling our questions about whether they will pay so that customers can know they are driving safely. In case it has not sunk in to Belfast International Airport, here's what one of the most senior people within the AA, Ian Crowder, has said about the potential for cars that were parked at that airport and flooded.
Systems on the car could start to fail, and the most important thing is that safety systems could fail. For example, the electronic emergency braking system could fail without you realizing it, and dashboard lights could start coming up without you realizing. And you know, basically, you could be driving what could amount to be a death trap if it has been seriously flooded by water.
And yet, Belfast International Airport, at 9:07 this morning, still not answering this question, which the Nolan Show has put to them. Is the airport prepared to pay for customers to get their vehicles mechanically checked now that the AA has raised safety concerns over affected vehicles? The airport, no comment. Now, we also want to clear up another issue. Belfast International Airport, through Mr. Keddy's article in the Belfast Telegraph today, are stating as fact that 32 vehicles were affected in their long stay car park and 3 in their park and fly. How do they know? They allowed people to drive off, and they cannot know how many cars have actually been affected until the cars are tested. The AA are making it clear that there could be an underlying problem in some cars which have driven off. And yet the airport telling the media, all 35 customers, not 100 or 1,000 as has been speculated, are being compensated by us. They do not know that it's only 32 cars affected. They cannot know until people have the reassurance of their cars being tested and checked. Now, we would urge Belfast International Airport this morning to speak to us. The airwaves are here so that they can speak to the public. If we have a team waiting for their call, if they want to pass any information on to us, if Mr. Keddy or any of his team wants to come on the air, it is his community and my community and your community which could be affected by this. Now, Kevin is another airport customer who's got in touch with us this morning. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Morning, Stephen. How's the form?
Good morning. Okay, so we're sorry for what happened, says the airport, and yet they list out facts, some of which we certainly have questions around. Mm-hmm. What happened to you, Kevin?
So me and a group of friends, we went off to Edinburgh on a friend's stag do. Flew out early on Friday. came back a couple of days later, wee bit tired, mad to go home, walked to the car park. Car park was dry as a bone, opened the car and just a flood of water poured out of the car. Took a wee lock in and basically half the River Lagan was in the car.
What kind of car did you have?
VW Passat.
Okay. And it was in the long stay or the overflow?
Long stay. So literally in the concrete of the car park. So there was four of us in the car and there was actually another group of my friends. They were parked up another row. Their car was not affected. So kind of didn't know what to do. We kind of stood around and bailed out the car and tried to start the car and it started. But the water obviously had got in.
What do you mean you bailed out the car? What do you mean?
Oh, so we literally had lunch boxes randomly in the car. So five of us took to scooping water out. There must have been a foot of water in the car, every single foot. Well, it's full to the brim, So we took all the water that we could physically get out of the car. And just because we didn't really know what to do. There's no notes on any cars to say, please contact the office. Your car has been in a flood. Looked at every car up and down the row and every car was swimming over water.
That's another question the airport's ducking. Why did the airport not inform customers that the car park's flooded on July the 28th? They're ducking that question as well.
It had been pretty nice to, not nice, but if you're walking up to your car, if there was a note on the car saying, contact us before you actually try and get in your car and drive. Luckily, my handbrake was jammed on, so my car would not leave the airport. I had to get towed down the road. Because I've never dealt with a flood car before. What if I had drove down the road and whenever they put the car on the computer, every single warning light was on, ABS, handbrake, engine management. Anything I suppose could have happened.
And where was your car tested? In the car park? Did you drive it at all?
No. So luckily, thank God, I couldn't get it out of the car park. So it was brought down to a local garage in Fermanagh and then they tested down there and basically said they couldn't even do up a quote because it was basically that far damaged.
Who brought it to the local garage, Kevin?
So I had to arrange a local firm from down home to go up and collect my car.
So the airport didn't help you?
No. That's the long and the short.
Well, Mr. Keddy is saying in the Belfast Telegraph, the airport advised with no comment to offer. That's to our show. We did that because behind the scenes, we were working with affected customers whose cars were damaged in the deluge. Did they work with you?
From my point of view, I had to, thank God, but I had to chase them for 5 days, ringing and torturing to try and get an answer from them. I got passed from the car park manager to next manager, and I think it took 5 days to get through to someone who actually gave me answers, and I actually kind of want to thank him. He was a guy, Kevin Napier, who actually basically laid out what was going to go on, and he sent me an email because I emailed him 3 or 4 times. I didn't even get a response until Thursday, and it's pretty terrible, to be honest. I needed a car for work. I commute 120 mile a day, and I didn't know was I going to get a car covered by insurance, or were they going to pay for it, or was it coming out of my insurance?
So they didn't tell you at the time. They weren't there to help you when you were coming back to your car. They left you 5 days of getting the runaround before you got to someone. Is that all factual?
Oh, aye.
And yet the public statement from Graeme Keddy, facts, it seems, are easily crowded out by noise. Here are the facts. He says, passengers affected were provided transport home at no cost where required. Were you provided transport home?
Yes. Well, that's true. Transport back to Belfast versus I actually live in Fermanagh. So luckily one of my friends who was on the stag do had parked in Belfast. So
what do you mean transport back to Belfast?
We were provided taxis back to the city.
You weren't provided a journey home?
No, but I suppose...
Did you ask for one?
We didn't really have to ask. He just said, if you want taxis back to the city. So it was handier than... waiting for a taxi back to Fermanagh.
You know, the story here, with all due respect, is not about did they provide you with a taxi back into the city or to home. The story here is one of safety. The story here is Belfast International Airport allowing their customers to drive out of that airport. They knew that some of the cars were water damaged. They did not give their customers warning, with the result that some customers got into a car when they shouldn't have done.
Oh, right. Like, I'm actually glad that my car is so badly flooded, because if there was just a little bit of water in the car, I'd have hopped in that car and drove home. Probably wouldn't have noticed. You know, you wear shoes in your car, you're not going to notice if the carpet's a little wet. Maybe after a couple of days you'll notice a smell, but thank God I was able to look in my car and see a foot of water.
What's the status of your car now?
So it's road off at the minute. Well, so my insurance agency, they've collected it, and the guy rang yesterday and said it was the 12th car this week. He's assessed for water damage from the airport.
The 12th car this week?
Uh-huh. So then he says basically, because I asked him, because they're not even, the car is not even worth that much anymore, because that's just the way insurance agencies work. And I says, what about getting repaired? And he says, the car is unrepairable, that is a hazard to your health.
So what have you done in between? How have you been getting about?
So literally, because I had no answers if I was going to get a rental car or not, I got on to my sister, who doesn't use her car all that much, thank God, and she was able to loan me her car.
Did the airport provide you with any details about how they might provide compensation for a hire car in between, or any help?
Nothing until 5 days later. But 5 days later, that was 5 days of work. I had to get to work, so I had to sort myself out. I wasn't going to hire a car and then hope that, oh, maybe they might cover it. Like, I had nothing concrete, so I had to just sort myself out.
We are settling all costs, says Mr. Keddy, including the cost of vehicles that have been written off and associated costs such as car hire and insurance excess.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't tell you that at the time.
No, it took 5 days.
What's your view on the airport and how they've dealt with this, Kevin?
Well, I'll put it this way. But chances have it that I'm going on another stag do this weekend, and we're flying from Dublin, and we're going to park in Dublin.
Kevin, thank you for coming on the radio this morning. Thank you, sir. 03030 80 55 55. And I would publicly and politely and respectfully appeal to the Belfast International Airport team once again. What are you going to do about customers who may not know that their safety features in their cars have been affected because they haven't got their cars checked out? Mr. Keddy says in the Telegraph that there were 3,754 cars in the long stay car park on that day, July the 28th. 32 of those were damaged due to the unprecedented rain, he says. How are you stating that as a fact, Mr. Keddy? How do you not know that there were more cars damaged and people are now driving them? You're now putting out a public statement when you say that 32 cars were damaged. The clear inference is that you know the extent of the damage. How do you know? Because the AA, the motoring specialists, are saying that underlying problems may be in some cars. How have you stated that as a fact? And you are part of our community. The Belfast International Airport is part of this place. So what are you going to do about an issue of safety? Over the last week, your strategy has been to stonewall the media. Do you really think that has worked? George Bryce is from the Unite Union, which represents car park attendants at the airport. Is the union concerned about this, George? Good morning.
Good morning. Obviously, we are concerned about it, and I don't think it's up for debate, Stephen. You know, it's a lack of information that was given on the day, whether that's to the customers and the passengers returning from their holidays, or whether it was to our members who are potentially customer-facing. So, I mean, it certainly is a concern, and it was a remiss of the airport not to give any notification of people returning so that they could check their cars prior to leaving the airport.
Were any of the staff told?
As far as we're aware, there was no information given to the staff to even pass on to the passengers returning.
Well, what have the staff told you?
Well, the staff have told me that they to do their job, that they take the passengers out, but there was no statements given to them or information from the airport that if there was queries made by passengers regarding water in cars, what to do or who to direct them to. Again, I think it's remiss of the airport not to inform our members on the ground to pass on information or even give contact details of who they can report it to.
So if they were attempting to not answer our questions, in fact, they didn't attempt to, they didn't answer our questions, just constantly came back. I think we were back and forward to them four times. On one occasion, I personally wrote to them and said, look, we're trying to be fair to you here. It is about to be reported that some of your customers feel over 100 cars have been affected. And they just had an opportunity at that stage to come back, like many companies would in that situation, and say, that's not true. It's just 32. And here's what happened. Instead, no comment, they said. No off-the-record guidance, no background, nothing. And then after the facts are reported, as the customer saw it, Mr. Keddy is heading out at a frenzied onslaught by certain sections of the local media. Why was your company just not open with the media and the public, Mr. Keddy? So, George, what about now the issue of those customers who drove out of the airport that day who may still be sitting on a problem?
Well, I mean, any advice we would give would be like yourself, you know, to get your car checked if it was indeed parked in the car park, you know, during that period. And absolutely get it thoroughly checked out by a qualified mechanic to ensure that it's safe to drive. But again, this is the issue that I don't think it's up for debate, that the airport did not notify customers. They can debate about the amount of cars damaged, but time will probably tell us the amount of cars that were damaged. But what is not up for debate is, did the airport give prior notification to customers before they left the airport? And the answer is clearly no.
We're hearing that some of your members help jumpstart cars for people. So therefore, and look, no suggestion, you know, they were trying to help, for goodness sake. But in trying to help, they were essentially jumpstarting cars and encouraging people to drive off in those cars by getting them going when clearly they shouldn't have been driving.
That may be the case, but again, the airport should be responsible for notifying customers or putting a notice on customers' cars. You know, any of our members that have been asked by members of the public to help them start their car, they were obliging enough to do that, you know, and I don't think that there's any repercussions for those people that are trying to help. The fact remains that had there been a notice on the car informing the passengers on the return that there was water damage, then they can make an informed decision or even contacted somebody. And that's the debate. That's what didn't happen and potentially should have happened.
And some of our listeners, some of the airport customers are telling us that they were told by some of your members, look, it's over 100 cars affected. It could be up to 1,000 cars affected. The airport now disputing that. Have you any idea?
Well, I mean, again, information on the ground, it was well in excess of 100 cars. However,
that's what you were hearing from your members.
We can debate about the numbers of the cars. What's not up for debate is did the airport notify the passengers on their return? And again, the answer is no. The number of cars will come out in due course with people obviously getting their cars checked and maybe come back to the airport. But
you were at a meeting yesterday, George, at the airport. What number was being discussed?
The information that we got was excess of 100 cars. And the meeting, it wasn't at the airport, it was outside the airport, but the information we got was well in excess of 100 cars.
And where were you getting that number from? From whom?
That was from some of our members that attended a meeting yesterday that work in the airport for various different companies.
George, thank you for speaking to us this morning. 03030 80 55 55. Jim in North Belfast. Morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Here's what we're going to do. We phoned them before 9 o'clock this morning. Belfast International Airport saying that their managing director is not available to talk to his customers on this programme. we're going to go back to the airport now, again. I think this will now be the sixth interaction we've had with them, at the very least, about this flooding story. And the simple, straight question we're asking the airport, are they prepared to pay so that their customers who parked in the long stay or fly car park on the 20th of July, who have any doubt as to whether their cars are safe, are they prepared to pay for their customers to get their car checked in a garage? And to emphasise why we are ringing the airport right now about this, here is the potential risk to customer safety that the AA has spelt out to this programme. And we're going to bring you the clip from Ian Crowder. Again, this is a senior person from the AA. And remember, right to this very second, the airport still stonewalling this question.
Systems on the car could start to fail. And the most important thing is that safety systems could fail. For example, the electronic emergency braking system could fail without you realising it. And dashboard lights could start coming up without you realising. And, you know, basically you could be driving what could amount to be a death trap if it has been seriously flooded by water.
That's why this programme is doing what we do. We're looking after the public of Northern Ireland and we're asking questions on their behalf. Jim, what's your reaction to the refusal to answer this question now?
Well, good morning, Steve. I'm just quite alarmed at listening to this story. And a question I'd like to ask would be, was there any CCTV in these car parks? Which I kind of imagine there would be. And if that were the case, Dean, then the staff would have been aware of how many cars were affected. So really, their duty of care would have been to inform the people before they even get back into the cars.
They didn't.
No, and what they've done, they put lives at risk here, Steve. And I think it's more than just a claim for your car being damaged. What they're doing is waiting on people to get in touch and then try to help them. And that's the limit, the amount of claims that they're going to get.
I'm just noticing, Jim, that the managing director, Graham Keddie's first words, the very top of his article, he's written for the Belfast Telegraph. And at the very top, he says, "We've been the subject of a frenzied onslaught by certain sections of the local media over what happened during torrential rain on July 28th. So his first words are not, "We are sorry for what's happened." His first words are not, "If anybody has any safety concerns, here's what to do." His first words are attacking essentially this programme, yep, and the media for bringing this story into the public domain.
A complete disgrace, Stephen, because many lives have been put at risk. Families coming home, children in the car, getting into these vehicles, and in fact, they could have lost their lives on the way home. And they're only interested to limit the damage by not informing people.
Well, they claim that they know as a fact that only 35 people have been affected by this. We have a second question for the airport this morning publicly. Can they give a guarantee that they have contacted every single person who may have had their car flooded? Are they standing over that only 35 customers are involved in this? How can they stand over that, Jim?
I very much doubt it, Steve. I very much doubt it. It just frightens me to think of many families and people, individuals, get into their cars without the knowledge that their car was flooded. And as the man from the AA said, a number of things could have went wrong, and their cars were a danger to drive.
He's saying worse than that, Jim. He is saying, and this is why we're doing this day two, and by the way, we might come back to it day three, four and five until they answer the question. It's worse than that. It's not about what might have happened to cars as if it's past tense. The AA is saying this still could happen. someone might be driving a car with a problem that they don't know about?
Well, I would say that would be the case, then. But if I know you, you'll keep at them. And I think under the Freedom of Information, you could put in a request, especially about the CCTV, to see if they were aware.
Listen,
many cars.
I have no beef with Mr. Keddy whatsoever, to be clear. As an individual, I'm sure he's a very professional executive. I have no beef with him whatsoever. My interests are the interests of his customers. My interests are the safety of the public. And it is a statement of fact that when we give the airport an opportunity to come forward, to answer our questions, when we then went back to them a second time, when we went back to them a third time, when we've gone back to them a fourth time, it has been a press strategy of no comment.
Well, maybe it's time for the PSNI to go and speak to them.
Well, there's no suggestion that there should be any police investigation into this. There is, though, a suggestion that cars may have had the safety features compromised. And this programme will not shirk from asking questions about this. Jim, thank you for your call.